Thank you, Madam Chief Justice. May it please the court. The plain and ordinary meaning of the phrase in commerce between this state and any other state of the United States includes sales made from Miami to Missouri. Because of that, this case can be resolved on the basis of a single uncontested fact. The Administrative Hearing Commission, the Director of Revenue, and TracFone all agree that all TracFone sales that are issued in this dispute are made from Miami, Florida. Because they're made from Miami, Florida, they must be between this state and another state of the United States. Under the plain and ordinary meaning of the interstate commerce exemption, therefore, TracFone sales cannot be subject to the sales tax.
You say the sales were made from Florida.
Yes, sir.
Is that the same thing as saying that the sales occurred in Florida, or is it different?
I think that there is a difference, Your Honor. I think if the sales occurred in Florida, that would be the case in American Bridge where the title transferred in Florida, in which case the sales tax wouldn't apply on its face. It wouldn't be a sale at retail in the state of Missouri, so you wouldn't need to get to the exemption.
So you say you concede the sale was made in Missouri?
No, Your Honor. TracFone, the sales were made in Florida.
Okay. Well, that's where we started.
Yeah.
Okay. So the sales were made in Florida.
Yes, Your Honor. Okay.
And that was the sale of the phone and also the sale of the telecommunications services?
That's right, Your Honor. I do want to be clear. In our brief, Your Honor, we focus exclusively on the exemption, the fact that the sales are made from Florida to Missouri, and don't get into the fact that for the purposes of the sales tax itself, they're made in Florida. Our view of the world, it's easier for me to convince the court that Florida and Missouri are different states than it is to get into an issue about title transfer and whether or not title transfer is in Florida or in Missouri. So we're focusing on the exemption, not on the fact that TracFone sales take place in Florida, and so it's a threshold issue.
How were the telecommunications services in Florida? They were in Missouri.
Your Honor, the telecommunications services that are available to TracFone's customers are available throughout the United States. I mean, there's everything that TracFone does, it does in Florida. What TracFone sells, according to the Commission's finding, the first finding of the Commission, is that TracFone is a nationwide seller of telecommunications services.
If I'm understanding correctly, though, you sold the track phones. The Commission found that the sale of the phone was incidental to the sale of the telecommunications services, and which were the true object, and they were for Missouri customers who accessed those services from Missouri using Missouri wire, Missouri facilities for telecommunications purposes, and that's why it was in Missouri.
As I read the Commission's finding, I think it's on page 9 of the appendix.
Yes.
The Commission said the true object of TracFone sales consisted of selling telecommunications service to its Missouri customers. I don't think the Commission made any finding as to where those Missouri customers would ultimately consume the telecommunications service they purchased from TracFone. It's conceded that those are Missouri customers based on their credit card billing address. But where they use the telecommunications service isn't something that the Commission made a finding on. And, Your Honor, where they use the telecommunications service is irrelevant under American Bridge and under, I would submit, the Missouri revised statutes.
Why are you saying it occurred in Florida? How did they sell them the services in Florida?
Every action that TracFone took to transfer title of those services to its customers with Missouri credit card billing address necessarily took place in Florida because that's the only place the TracFone is.
Do those services use facilities, wires, towers, different things that are all over the place that are not just in Florida?
Oh, yes, Your Honor. They use facilities throughout the entire United States of America. Mm-hmm. To the extent that customers want to use those services, they can use them anywhere in the United States of America that one of the carriers with whom TracFone contracts has facilities.
And did you put in any evidence, or was there a need for evidence, of the proportion of services used in Missouri versus elsewhere?
Answering the second part of your question first, Judge Stitt, there was no need for it because the record on its face has a Florida seller and a Missouri buyer, and on that record alone, we know that it's that it's in commerce between the states, because we know that Florida and Missouri are different states. As to whether or not there was no evidence put on as to where the services were used after the sale was consummated. And we would submit that the evidence, even if the evidence was that 100% of the services were consumed entirely in St. Louis, Missouri, that wouldn't retroactively eliminate the application of the interstate commerce exemption. This would just be like the steel in American Bridge that the court expressly stated was going to be used and consumed in the state of Missouri. If use in Missouri somehow trumped the interstate commerce exemption, well, there would be no need for the use tax at all, because the whole point of the use tax is to capture revenue from stuff that was sold in interstate commerce but is ultimately used in Missouri. So there was no evidence as to whether or not the sales, after the sales were consummated, where the services were ultimately used. Such evidence would be irrelevant. The only evidence we need is that you have a Florida seller and a Missouri buyer, and that's necessarily between the states. One way, given our view of the statute, that between the states means Florida and Missouri are between the states, the only way to get around that is to say there's something unique about services. Something unique about services that says services won't be subject to the interstate commerce exemption. The starting point to see whether services are excluded from the interstate commerce exemption is the language of the statute itself. The interstate commerce exemption, by its express term, says it applies to subsections 10 through 525 of section 144. The director contends that track one is subject to tax under 144.20 subsection 4. Subsection 20 falls between sections 10 and 525. So by the plain and express language of the statute itself, services are exempt just like everything else.
Did you argue in the AHC that there was no sale at retail in Missouri and therefore no need to wander down the path of sales tax exemptions?
No, Your Honor. I think that our complaint alleged that title passed in Florida. I think that in the opening paragraph of our first brief, we had a reference to the fact that the sales didn't occur. They were either not subject to tax because they didn't occur in this state, or the path of least resistance, they've occurred between the states, because whether or not title passed in Florida, certainly everybody agrees that it's made from Florida and goes to Missouri. So I think there may have been, candidly, a throwaway reference to the in-retail piece of it, but the focus of our briefing was certainly the interstate commerce exemption.
Because if we're talking about an exemption, then we don't need to think or talk about whether or not there was a sale at retail in this state, and the Interstate Commerce Clause arguments and all of those cases drop out, and what we're talking about is taxing a sale in this state that may have resulted in use somewhere else, right? That's your hypothetical, is that these Missouri customers use their track phone to consume telecommunication services in Illinois or Florida or wherever, right?
We're agnostic as to where it's consumed. Our view is, starting with American Bridge, continuing through the Bratton Corporation decision, that the statute isolates the retail transaction as the event. At the time of the retail transaction, Florida seller, Missouri buyer, what happens as far as usage goes after that, that's irrelevant to determining at the point of sale, which is when TrackPhone needs to make a decision whether or not to collect from a customer, if that's subject to the transaction. So we didn't attempt to introduce any evidence as to what happens after the sale's been consummated, after we've already collected, as to how those customers ultimately used the telephone service.
What the commission said was not where they used it, but where you got access to it. And when you sold it to Missouri customers, you were selling them access to these telecommunication services, and they're based in Missouri, and so that is sufficient to impose the tax in Missouri, on that page 9 that we were both quoting from.
As I understood, I don't have the opinion in front of me.
That access is more than an integral part of the transaction. It was the transaction's true object and what the customer wanted and what TrackPhone was selling. So they're distinguishing between the handset, which they say was sold from Florida, if I understand, and access to the telecommunications services, which they say were in Missouri.
The part where they say, which they say were in Missouri, I don't recall from the opinion.
Well, they talk about access, and they say they're Missouri customers. So it's an inference in there that that's why Missouri gets to tax it, because you're giving Missouri customers access, and if they're Missouri customers, that's Missouri.
It's certainly a plausible speculation that Missouri customers are going to access.
Or it's maybe what they said. But why do you think they did? They weren't saying that?
I didn't read the, well, as I read the only conclusion on the issue, as I read the only findings of fact that the commission made were in 1 and 2 that relate to what's being provided, and those didn't have any reference to any specific point of usage anywhere. And as I read that last sentence on page 9 that talks about what the true object is, I didn't see that to reference anything as far as the usage occurring in Missouri.
It says access to the services, not usage.
Okay.
That may or may not be a valid basis on which to tax. I'm asking you, they say access occurred, as I read it, in Missouri, because they say they got access. They're Missouri customers. That's why Missouri can tax. So I read them as saying getting access to this telecommunications equipment by Missouri customers is a taxable service in Missouri.
Well,
why is that not right?
I'm not saying
they're right or wrong. I'm asking your...
Oh, sure. Because the Missouri customers have access to nationwide telecommunications service. It's not just in Missouri. They have access to anywhere. They have a Missouri credit card billing address, but that doesn't mean they're limited to Missouri, like, as to where they can access the telecommunications service.
Thank you.
If you could see the applicability of the sales tax statutes, and the question is this exemption, who has the burden of proof?
We have the burden of proof, and the evidence is clear and unequivocal that all of track phone sales are made from Miami, Florida, and we think that concession by the director, that finding by the commission, carries our burden of proof on that. At the point of sale, when the retail transaction is made, where's the buyer? Where's the seller?
But so you say at the point of sale, that suggests to me that you think the sale occurred in Florida.
I do, Judge.
And that's a taxability question on which the director has the burden of proof.
It does.
But we're talking about an exemption that assumes the applicability of the sales tax statutes to sales in Missouri.
Candidly, Judge, it just seems that our argument is easier to assume the burden of proof and just make the unremarkable point that a sale from Florida to Missouri occurs between the states.
Right. But haven't you already conceded it to Missouri? You're saying by conceding you need an exemption.
I think we're saying it doesn't matter how you get there. I think this is what the American Bridge Court did when they had sort of two chunks of sales that were at issue. The first chunks were the title passed outside of the state of Missouri, and the American Bridge Court said, well, for that chunk, it's not a sale at retail in this state. And then the balance of the American Bridge opinion, where they talk about what is the plain and ordinary meaning of the statute, those are about sales where the service, where the title passes in the state of Missouri. Our view is wherever the title passes, it's between Florida and Missouri, and therefore either the exemption applies or it's never subject to the tax in the first instance. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other questions?
May it please the court.
Sure.
The transactions in this case were sales of a taxable service. And under the sales tax law, the question to look at is where the service was rendered or furnished. That was in Missouri, and I'll get to that in a minute. But first, I think it's important to look at section 144.010.1, subsection 11, which defines sale. And part of that definition addresses what a sale means when it comes to a service that's taxable under section 144.020. And the statute says that sale includes the rendering or furnishing for valuable consideration of any of the services that are defined and designated as taxable under the sales tax law. So when you consider that definition, the director's position was that the sales were not in Florida, they were in Missouri. And TrackPhone, I suggest, is a Missouri seller because they were providing a taxable service under 144.020 in Missouri. Here is some of the evidence.
And why were they doing that again? Given opposing counsel's arguments that nothing occurred in Missouri or was required to occur in Missouri, they just were customers in Missouri.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understood your question.
Well, what you said, why were there sales in Missouri?
The sales were in Missouri because the telecommunications service was provided in Missouri.
How do we know that is what he's contesting?
Yes. Here's some of the evidence that was in the record before the commission. During the hearing, a vice president of TracFone admitted, I think this is on page 42 of the transcript, that TracFone had continuously provided cell phone service in Missouri since approximately 1999. TracFone also admitted, I think this is on page 45 of the transcript, that when its Missouri customers made phone calls in Missouri using TracFone services, that they were using, they were accessing and using cell phone towers and networks that were located in Missouri. And the commission specifically found that TracFone provided those networks.
Right, but the question is, if with my credit card that has a Missouri billing address, I walk into a store in Cleveland, and I buy a track phone, and I use it throughout my lovely travels in Ohio. Under your theory, Missouri can tax that sale because the telecommunication, I mean, there's no more evidence of Missouri usage in my hypothetical than there is in this case.
Well, in that situation, Your Honor, if somebody is walking into a store such as a Walmart in Cleveland and buying a phone, they would pay sales tax at the Walmart. That's not the type of transactions.
Well, I buy it from them standing in Ohio, okay?
Okay.
There's no more evidence of Missouri usage in that hypothetical than there is in this record.
I think that because an exemption was involved here, that TracFone had the burden of having evidence that their services were being used outside Missouri, and no such evidence was presented. There was evidence that TracFone's customers activated the handsets from a landline, and so that phone number would be entered in, but TracFone didn't provide any evidence about how many were registered inside Missouri, how much was registered outside Missouri. They didn't prove evidence of how much airtime may have been used outside the state. But the evidence that was before the commission supported that TracFone was providing cell phone service that was used in these sales.
So if they were able to present evidence, say in some other case that 80% of the usage of their Missouri customers was in Missouri and 20% was elsewhere, would it be the state's position you'd only tax that 80%?
I think that it could well be that. I think that might be an appropriate way
but
to
it's a
it.
Burden of proof question.
It's a burden of proof question, yes, Your Honor.
Where do you think we are on whether the issue of taxability is in this case and the exemption, or that the issue of taxability is out of the case and we're only dealing with the exemption? Because your argument that the burden of proof is important is correct, in my view, which makes it very important to figure out who has it.
Well, it's my understanding, Your Honor, from the briefs that at least at the stage that we are here on the appeal, that TracFone isn't contesting that the service is taxable under 144.020, that the question here is the exemption, and so it's a matter of the burden of proof coming into play.
And if they were contesting that, do you have an argument as to why the sale occurred in Missouri and it is taxable? Except for the exemption?
I do. And my argument there, I think I have 3 points on that, one of which is that TracFone was providing and rendering the cell phone service in Missouri, and there was sufficient evidence in the record to support that. The handsets also were taxable under 144.020 and were considered the cell phone service and taxable service because that's equipment pertaining or incident to telecommunications service. That's the language or close to it under 144.020.1 subsection 4. And if you look at TracFone had evidence in the record that there were payments that were processed or orders that were accepted outside Missouri. They had handsets shipped in from another state. But if the court considers the 2003 Six Flags case, which involved a different taxable service, those factors are merely incidental or non-essential interstate elements. So those do not allow TracFone to meet its burden of proof and bring this under the in-commerce exemption.
All
And I think that some of the cases that are the older cases from the 1930s and from 1950 with the magazines that talk about tangible personal property and passage of title and those sorts of things, I don't think that those which involve tangible personal property really provide the right lens for looking at a taxable service and considering when the in-commerce exemption does and does not apply. I'd like to say something quickly on use tax, which is that the use tax doesn't apply to these purchases one way or the other, to these sales, because when you look at, I believe it's 144.605 subsection 11, it defines tangible personal property. And tangible personal property is defined as only including items that are taxable under 144.010.1 subsections 1 and subsection 3, so that doesn't include telecommunication service. And here, there is not a uniformity problem because all sales of telecommunication service are treated alike in that they are not being subjected to use tax. Are there any further questions for me?
No other questions. Thank you.
Briefly, Your Honors, I could just address a couple of the points raised by counsel for the director. Counsel suggested that TracFone is a Missouri seller. That suggestion is contrary to the commission's own finding that all of TracFone sales were made from Miami, Florida. It would be an unusual situation for a Missouri seller to make all of its sales from Miami, Florida. Counsel for the director discussed the Six Flags decision. I want to touch on that briefly. In the Six Flags decision, this court, I think, properly found that reduced to its essence, the sales transaction could have been consummated by folks from out of state coming to Eureka, Missouri, paying for admission to the park, and riding the rides that were exclusively in Eureka, Missouri. Reduced to its essence, the transaction involving TracFone would require customers to drive to Miami, Florida, purchase nationwide airtime cards that they could then use throughout the entire United States. I think that's it, unless there are any questions from the court.
Case will be submitted. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.